This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh live from the G. Wagner Plumbing Studios here on The Fan. This segment of The Big Show brought to you by Tally's Tap and Eatery in Waukesha. Great homemade meals where you can order up their take and bake stuffed pretzels to go for your New Year's celebration. Details on their Facebook page. Don't forget, they will be closed on Christmas Day. Tally's Tap and Eatery on Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Sparky, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, the two former Packers, and this guy right here. Friend of the show, comes on all the time, Sean Grandy, play-by-play voice of your Boston Celtics here on The Fan. What's up, Sean?
Way to let the Nirvana roll out of the break. You know, that's a veteran play right there.
I like
a lot
Nirvana.
Of guys, they just want to jump right in and restart the show.
No.
Oh, no, he normally does that. So you just got lucky, my brother.
It all works out. It all works out fine. Trust me. Sometimes I let the music play, and then I get yelled at. I let the music play too long. And other times I talk, and it's like, why don't you let the music play longer? So it's really a no-win situation at this point. Sean, first things first, I'm kind of curious by the Boston Celtics, because Leroy Butler brought this up earlier, because earlier in the show we had Eric Namon, who covers the Bucks for The Athletic. And all the Athletic NBA writers took a poll or whatever and deemed that Budenholzer, the coach of the Bucks, was number one hot seat guy in the NBA going into the season. And Leroy brought up earlier, now if he's on the hot seat like this, then why doesn't Brad Stevens get the same treatment in Boston? To which I said, well, he doesn't have an MVP on his team like the Bucks do. What would be your response to why Brad Stevens maybe doesn't get more heat in Boston?
Well, I think because the Celtics in his 7 years have legitimately overachieved for five of those seven. You know, there was the 1 year, obviously 2 years ago, that went, you know, horribly wrong and horribly sideways. But the funny thing is there is that sentiment here, particularly simply because the Celtics lost to Miami and not to the Bucks. There was sort of growing, I don't want to say, the sentiment of that sort of bubbling stuff that goes on with coaches and GMs in a lot of other places. And really, there are, you know, just like there are 25 other teams that would want to trade places with the Bucks, there are probably 23, 24 other teams that would want to trade places with the Celtics. But there is some of that heat here from a very vocal minority, but that has more to do with not what Danny Ainge and Brad Stevens have accomplished here, but the culture that gets created when you have a 20-year run with six Super Bowls and four World Series and the Celtics winning and the Bruins winning. And it becomes the Celtics and Golden State are the only teams that have been to the conference finals three of the last 4 years. That's a remarkable accomplishment. Nobody here, you know, not good enough here. And I get it. You're only about championships if you're the Celtics, blah, blah, blah. But it's really not realistic. And the Celtics, as I said, have generally and overachieved. Last year, they had lost Al Horford. They lost Kyrie Irving. Nobody knew what was going to happen going into last year. And they outperformed the 2019 team.
Okay, so you brought that up. I want to follow up quickly here. So they didn't get really anything for Kyrie or Horford. And now Gordon Hayward ends up leaving. You get a trade exemption when, according to reports, don't know how true they were, that there was a trade on the offer that was a much better situation coming out of Indiana that would have solved that center situation in Boston. And Danny Ainge passed on it. I mean, I would assume if I was a talk show host in Boston, I would be livid that three of those players all leave and you get pretty much nothing but a trade exception in return.
Yeah, well, there was that was sentiment as that was going on. Nobody really saw that coming. But remember, it wasn't a situation where Gordon Hayward controlled that situation. He decided he wanted to leave and he was going to leave. And he actually did the Celtics a favor by, you know, letting them negotiate that trade exception. Miles Turner wasn't a player that deal didn't do it enough for Danny. We don't know. Again, it's one of those things you're not going to know until the trade exception plays out if it was the right decision or the wrong decision. But it is a legitimate, you know, can you pay a sixth man $34 million? Does that create some imbalance on your roster? That's the question if Gordon Hayward had stayed. But the Celtics, obviously, the first choice was to keep him. But Gordon decided he wanted to be the guy somewhere, and that was obviously not going to happen. You know, there are places like Milwaukee and like the Celtics where if you want to be the guy, tough break because there's already one in place.
Well, Sean, brother, we really appreciate having you on. The one guy I want to ask you about that I think is a true superstar in the making, and that's Tatum. I mean, this kid can shoot. He does everything you want on the floor. I mean, even if you pair him with Jaylen Brown, those are two guys you could build off of. What's the ceiling for him moving forward? Do you think one day in the future he'll be an MVP type or just a perennial all-star? I mean, what do you think is his ceiling?
I think that's the ceiling is he's in that conversation that he is one of the top five players in the league every year. And here's the thing. We're so accustomed. We've seen Jason Tatum now, and because the Celtics have been in the conference finals three of the last 4 years, you guys can close your eyes. Don't do it if you're driving, but you guys can close your eyes and picture these big moments that Tatum has had. He's 22. He's 22 yep. years old, and you don't really think of that because he's been not only in the league already for 3 years and starting his fourth year tonight, but the Celtics have played in so many big games and so many national TV games and spotlight games. And, you know, he and Jaylen Brown, the beauty of it is they like each other. They like playing together. They complement each other on the floor. They complement each other off the floor. And that is the reason that you can swallow the Gordon Hayward leaving, even though you didn't want it if you were a Celtics fan, is that if you could pick two guys to build around, those are the two guys.
Yeah, I like – oh, go ahead, Gary.
Go ahead, Leroy. You got one more?
No, I would say I like Marcus Smart only because he had my football number 36. But you need a guy that's scrappy. Because Kemba Walker, I know he's going to be out. He's going to be paired with Teague. But you need a guy that can defend, that'll dive on the floor, that'll block a shot. I mean, you need guys like that in your locker room.
Marcus has a football number because he plays like a football player.
Exactly.
He plays defensive back. That's him. And he is – there's a sentiment here. It's fading away, the sort of the Marcus Smart haters that, you know, roll their eyes every time he cranks up threes. But I think everyone that's paying attention, not just in Boston but the NBA, knows if the Celtics are ever going to win a championship with this group, Marcus Smart is going to be in the middle of it. He is going to have – moments that, you know, that haven't happened yet that are going to be these sort of signature moments. Is you just feel like he can be 0-for-11 and be the player that changes the game, you know, and that's the kind of guy you need. He doesn't. I really kind of thought Celtics, they have a leader in Jason Tatum. They have a franchise player. Haven't had a captain since Paul Pierce, and it just felt like to me if the Celtics were ever going to have a captain again, it's got to be Marcus Smart.
So what then are the expectations for Boston then this year?
I think, you know, one of the advantages, guys, is that between losing Gordon Hayward, Kemba Walker being out at the start of the year, and having kind of a really rough preseason in which they got not only smacked around, they got smacked around, if you're a Celtic fan, by the worst guy and the worst team to see. Like Kyrie and the Nets came in here and beat the living heck out of the Celtics the other night in the last preseason game. And so expectations, and this is very rare around here, have been tempered a little bit because the Bucks have been so dominant, because the Nets look so good, because the Sixers still have Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons for the time being, because, you know, Toronto still has Van Vliet and Lowry, that all of a sudden there's the feeling that the Celtics are going to kind of stumble a little bit out of the gate, and I think that's cooled expectations. It's not going to make anybody happy if they don't go back to the conference finals or beyond. They'll still be, you know, it'll be a source of irritation come May and June. But for now, given the fact that Kemba Walker, who's the engine that's going to make this go, is going to be out another 4 to 6 weeks to start this year, I think expectations are tempered, and I think the Celtics here is sort of an extended preseason, and the idea is no matter how competitive and tough the East is up at the top, stay close until late January until you get Kemba back. So the Celtics are almost like a, you know, in a horse race, they're almost planning on coming from behind in this regular season as opposed to previous years.
Sean, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it. I'm sure we'll talk throughout the season and continue to do the great job you do doing play-by-play for the Celtics.
Happy holidays, guys.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, Sean Grady, play-by-play voice of the Celtics on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Applying for a home renovation loan as you're feeling anxious, just breathe and let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of banquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com. All right, fantasy football. Ian Hartis, Pro Football Focus. Now is your time. Let's dial it up. A lot of you are probably playing for a Super Bowl this week. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. You can also tweet us at 1250 AM The Fan. Let me tell you all about Wendy's. Buy yourself a Wendy's Frosty key tag right now for $2, and you'll get a free Junior Frosty every time you visit in 2021. The key tag program benefits the Dave Thomas Foundation. All money goes to help kids in foster care here in Wisconsin. Not Illinois, not Iowa, not California, not Boston. Here in Wisconsin, helps them to find their forever homes. And that's what we all want, right? The Frosty key tags are available for purchase right now through January 31st of 2021. Then, get this, every time you visit a Wendy's in 2021, you flash your key tag, right, and get a Junior Frosty for free with any purchase. Free, F-R-E-E, free Junior Frosty with any purchase. Your kids will absolutely love you. In fact, you go today, you buy the key tag, you wrap it up in a box, you give it to your kid, and your kid's going to be like, what am I going to do with this? And then you tell them, and they give you hugs and kisses. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing, and Wendy's is here to help you make your kids happy in 2021. All right, coming up next, Ian Hartis, Pro Football Focus, Fantasy Football. Hashtag Big Fantasy. Tweet that at 1250 AM The Fan or dial it up 414-799-1250. If you're this close to the Super Bowl, you might as well get an expert's help. That's next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.